think that was the plan all along, me going out and playing in the game. I think we're just being smart about it, you know, throughout training camp and throughout practice. And I think it's kind of similar to the same situation this week. You know, obviously yesterday I didn't do much work. And today, I'm just trying to go out today and do, you know, as much as I can and just looking forward to getting ready for Sunday.
Do you play a rookie quarterback differently? Can you take more chances? Can you bait him into certain things since he hasn't seen corners the caliber of you guys in his career?
I guess you can bait him. I wouldn't say take more chances because you still want to make him earn it and you don't want to bail him out at times. But you can show him different looks and show him different disguises to kind of make him, you know, trap him to a certain degree and make him force the ball in certain areas. But I think you want to stay away from kind of taking chances and giving up big plays.
Last week you guys had a really good job against a quarterback who had a history of going deep. Now this week, Derek Carr, I think he was 32nd in the league in yards per attempt. So do you attack him differently defensively?
You just got to play the game. You know, each week is different. You know, every team, the game plans versus another team differently. So you can't really go off what, you know, they've done the previous week before. You just got to kind of go off what, you know, certain things that they do. And then once you go out there and play the game, just feel the game out for itself.
What's up on the film from Carr?
I think he got a quick release, very mobile, can move around, extend plays. And I think he makes quick decisions and understands where to get the ball to.
What do you think of this receiving core, John, as opposed to what you guys were in for in week one? They're a little bit different.
They have some bigger guys. They still have the speed on the edge, you know, and they have a proven guy. And I'm James Jones, you know, he's the oldest guy over there. Great hands, strong hands, make tough catches in traffic. You know, Denarius Moore is a guy who's been there for a couple of years that they've been high on, you know, with plenty of speed, big playability. So they have some guys, you know, Reese at the fullback position, tight end slash. So they got some guys with speed that can still get up and down the field. And it's our job to just kind of contain those guys and keep the ball in front of us.
Jonathan, how did you recover from playing that full game after not being in game action?
I think I was fine more so than just being, you know, more fatigued and body just tired from not playing a full game. First time going out. And I think me and myself and the training staff did a great job of just getting myself back together and preparing for this week and looking forward to Sunday.